Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
Good. I heard you're ready. We both planned the same vacation.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Ironically. Mm-hmm. You're coming back and I'm leaving.
Yeah. We're probably just going to swap the same facility.
We can high five on the highway.
Yep. Yeah. Jasper. Yeah.
Have you ever thought, pre-COVID, that your vacation for the summer will be in Alberta?
No. I gotta honestly say no, but I'm not unhappy about it. It's been years since I've been to Jasper. And I am looking forward to going back. My kids, of course, have never been there. My wife's from Toronto. She's never been there. So it's a heck of a good opportunity. But the answer to your question, no, it wouldn't have been first on my list.
We take this province for granted sometimes. And now that we kind of need to stay in the province or stay close by, we're doing that. And that's going to be an interesting piece. I find that this whole COVID issue, we've been working from home. I have been coming into the office now and then to get stuff done. But I've forgotten now, Dave. I've forgotten. Do I work from home or do I live at work?
Well, it's a fuzzy line. We were talking about this last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
It's a fuzzy line. And there's lots of opinions. I've talked to a lot of people about the flexibility of working at home versus the implications of that, right? You're working all the time. It's interesting, right? There's a change coming. It's happening now.
Yeah.
Now we just have to figure out what the right balance is and go from there.
We've got a great show today, my friend. Mm-hmm. We've got, you hear about the relationship between isolation and health problems.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in the past on our show, but I think we don't have some concrete numbers. We now do. Stats Canada has done some research, so we're going to share that with you. And a taxpayer was told he owed $4.1 million in taxes.
Right.
And that resulted into a lawsuit of the individual versus a major bank.
Yep.
And so that's an interesting case. And how does this whole thing work out?
Right.
We're going to talk about that on our show. So you want to tune in for that. I want to share some information with you, my friend.
Okay.
As you know, I look at all the numbers of the markets around the world every single month. I put it on a spreadsheet. I get the data and so forth. And I go out as far as 20 years sometimes.
Yep.
Just to see how the trend has been going. Let me give you some interesting information. The Toronto Stock Exchange, Toronto Stock Market, over the past 20 years to the end of May.
Okay.
Don't count fees. Don't count tax. Just the return itself.
But total return.
Total return.
Yeah.
5.2%. I'm rounding up here.
Compounded average rate of return.
Yep. Okay. So if you invested in the Toronto stock market 20 years ago, went to the moon for 20 years and came back, you would have averaged 5.2%. Mm-hmm. No fees, no taxes.
Right.
If you put your same money in the S&P 500, the largest 500 companies in the United States, in Canadian dollars, 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in bonds, 5.6%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking 20 years. We're talking the tech wreck.
Yep.
Everybody remembers Nortel.
Yep.
We're talking September the 11th.
Yep.
We're talking the biggest financial crises in modern history with 2008.
Yep.
How many oil recessions did we have in Alberta?
Yep.
And pandemic. Now with the pandemic.
Right.
All that, and you're averaging 5%-ish.
Right. That's probably a surprise to most people.
That's a big surprise. Right. And that's just the market. So when they say, you got to take into account taxes and all that stuff.
Right.
How do you expect over the next 10, 20 years to make similar rates of return when everybody has a strategy based upon living off of cash flow or some sort of investment that requires more than 5%?
Well, let's ask that even slightly differently. I bet that number is surprising to people.
Yeah.
Right. Because we talk to a lot of people and it is not uncommon to hear high single, low double digit rates of return.
Correct.
Expectations.
Correct.
Right.
And what they're being presented and why they come up with that number is because in the last 5 years, you might have had a higher rate of return. You could have had, and I'll give you the example, the S&P 500 over the last 5 years has done about 12%.
Right.
So just get me 12% now.
Right.
No. It's going to be very challenging going forward.
You need to be nimble, right?
You cannot just rely on the markets.
Right.
And we've learned this over time, we've been doing this for a very long time. I can tell you, starting this in this industry and doing what I'm doing since 1997, I've learned a lot. Number one, there's a lot of smart people out there. Mm-hmm. And I follow a lot of smart people. And those smart people are basically saying, for the past 15 years, do not depend on the stock market alone.
Right.
So where are they going? And we've been talking about investing in different ways. One is called an alternative investment. And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
This is part of our five-pillar investment strategy approach.
Been talking about it for a long time.
One group that has done a very good job at diversifying their portfolio, making solid returns for their nation, is the Norwegian Sovereign Wealth Fund.
Uh-oh, here we go. You're going to get me riled up now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've done a very good job. And yeah, we have some angst against them in Alberta because, you know, they sold some of the shares of companies in Alberta. Well, they're just doing their job.
I'm not actually upset with them.
Okay, who are you upset with then?
Canadians.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to share this with me.
Yeah. So this week, that's not such true. Take you back a couple of months. We were talking about the fact that the Norwegian Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is the largest wealth fund, sovereign wealth fund in the world, $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Okay. Built on oil and gas, right? They decided they want to divest of a number of companies, but four Canadian oil and gas companies that oil sand assets, and they were concerned about emissions. Okay, that's fine. That's an investment decision that they make. I'm not upset about that. Reporting this week that Norway as a government decided that they're going to cut taxes to the oil and gas industry to spur investment and development. And they're going to open up 125 more offshore parcels for drilling. And they're going to increase, their target is to increase production by 43% in their country.
Okay, so let's kind of set the tone here a bit, because the Sovereign Wealth Fund, let me use the Canadian pension plan. How the Canadian pension plan invests has nothing to do with Canada.
Correct, not upset with them.
They're totally separate from the government of Canada.
Yep.
So is the Sovereign Wealth Fund in Norway.
Correct, no issue.
But, and I'm guessing you jump in here, the reason why you're upset is because Norway has realized that they need to invest in oil.
Well, let me continue. Norway actually would be considered one of the leading green societies, I would think.
Yes.
Close to 100% of their electricity comes from hydro. They've got the most, on a per capita basis, electric cars. So they've made a commitment to go down this path.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Here's where I'm upset. It appears that there is a model out there that's working and proven that says we can accomplish our environmental goals while still recognizing that the world will need oil and gas for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not an environmental expert, so somebody's going to be upset with me for holding this point, no doubt. I have no idea what the greenhouse gas emission or environmental footprint is on drilling an offshore on the Norwegian continental shelf, deep water, versus what the oil sands is. I'm sure somebody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is Canada leads in many respects in environmental technology with respect to
energy.
Absolutely. Right. So this is why I say I'm not upset with Norway. I think they've got it figured out.
So you said Canadians.
Yeah.
Who are you really upset with? Well, is it you and me as Canadians that you're upset with?
Yeah. Our governments are only a reflection. Our policies are a reflection of Canadians. I'm putting it on Canadians.
I'm putting it on the industry.
Okay.
Our industry has done a subpar job at explaining the benefits of why Alberta is the place to be to get your oil from.
Fair. They can do more.
And yes, we can say government has done something or nothing. But at the end of the day, I have seen very little. And I've traveled to other destinations, and I've seen what's being advertised there, what's being promoted there. I see more come to Quebec than I see our oil and gas sector is one of the cleanest, if not the cleanest, in the world.
All right. Fair.
So we have a PR problem here.
Right.
And we've had a PR problem
in our country as well as outside of our
Correct.
Country.
And so if we can educate first Canadians and then everybody around the world, if you've got your own base, your own Canadian group behind you, it's a lot easier to put policy through.
For sure. But listen, Norway's discovered something here, that they have a resource that's valuable that the rest of the world wants and needs, period, full stop. Okay. Now, they're making a decision to take advantage of that in as responsible a way as they can, given whatever the drilling activity, the nature of that natural resource is,
yeah.
right? And I think as Canadians, we have an obligation to do that same thing. Yep. So I'm, we can put, there's lots of pointing of fingers that can go on. I'm putting on Canadians. We gotta do a better job of taking advantage of the assets that we have.
Amen.
Okay. Enough said about that. We have to put all this together, taking advantage of the assets people have to fund the lifestyle that they want.
It's all about your assets and how you use it through retirement. We're going to talk about our solution to bulletproof your retirement Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break. We're going to talk to Statistics Canada about how social isolationism can actually kill you. We're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.